la la, let me explain. Relationships, sex, hello, everybody. My guest on today's show is probably one of the most iconic women in Britain. She is a model, TV personality, author, devoted mum of five. She's released 6 autobiographies, 11 novels, 1 fashion book, and 2 series of children's books. Her Angel novel series topped the Sunday Times bestseller list, and in 2023, she began presenting The Katie Price Show, a podcast. She is a hardworking single mum, a survivor. She is Katie fucking Price.
Oh, and, love that.
I can't
Katie
tell you.
Katie fucking Price.
You are such a legend in
oh,
my mind.
Oh, thank you.
I'm so honoured that you're here. I've been listening to your Katie Price podcast. It really makes me laugh, you and your sister Sophie.
But I don't think we're funny. When we was in the comedy list, top 5 comedy, I was what? How are we in comedy? We're not even funny, but apparently we are.
So. I think you're one of them people who is funny without trying.
Right.
There's just something about the way that you articulate yourself, which is funny and interesting, and I really enjoy it.
Bonkers is the word.
You are taking that on tour, aren't you? You are doing a Katie Price podcast tour. Tell us about that.
So me and my sister, we started our podcast last June, and I said, why don't we try a theatre? Just one night in the theatre to see what happens. And they're like, Kate, that's unheard of. You've only been doing it 3 months. I'm like, so what? I like to push the boat. So we did it and it sold out. And now we're doing a tour in May up and down the country.
We will put a link in our show notes so that anyone listening who wants to go see you on tour can click the link in our show notes and then they can find out exactly where you are. So today we are going to be talking a lot about red flags. We've got a load of listeners who've sent in a load of questions specifically for me and you. They want to know if we think their situation is a red flag. But first, I want to talk to you a little bit about, because obviously I think the nation or the media has shone a light quite regularly on your different romances, men that you've been involved with, or maybe haven't even been involved with. They're just chatting shit. But have you come across what you think might be red flags in men that you've been dating?
First of all, I say the media calls me mental abuse. I just like to say that. They are hardcore, horrible, nasty. They never used to be back in the day, in my Jordan days, but now they are relentless. Like,
what do you think sparked that off?
Because I'm an easy target. Like, there's so many stories I could sue them on, but I've got so much going on in my life, but they are awful. And I've said before, if I'm pictured with a guy, they automatically presume I'm shagging them with them. But if I'm pictured with a girl, they don't say nothing. So it's a hard situation for me. It's like I'm drowning all the time because whatever they say, people believe. So it's only when I do interviews like this, you hear it from the horse's mouth. So when it comes to red flags, before I had therapy, because I've had a lot of relationship therapy, because I think, well, not I think, I know that in my life, the only thing that's been detrimental to me is men. Men. I've gone from one to the other, because I didn't want to be on my own. And I've now learned about relationships. You need, from the beginning, boundaries. You need to set boundaries. You have to let them know exactly what your life, well, my life, because I haven't really got a normal life. And toxic relationships, red flags for that. There's just so many things because I've done it all. I've been involved in domestic abuse loads of times, been controlled, the jealousy, where it makes you question yourself. Am I really that person they say I'm? Saying what I am, like you sort of question going, am I mental here or am I like that? Because I know I'm not. And they make you believe that you're the cause of the problem when really it's them that's the cause of the problem with their narcissistic behaviours and stuff.
Yeah, 100%. Have you seen those things on TikTok that are showing, and let me know if you don't want to speak about this,
no, we just
can cut this out, but there's these things on TikTok which are showing clips. And yeah. And I remember at the time, even I watched it at the time, I was a social worker. I knew all about domestic abuse, but I never picked up on the emotional abuse. And there's this thing on TikTok now where it's really good. It's isolating a lot of different clips where he's having a go at you, where he's putting you down, where he's making you feel bad about like your job or showing your boobs or whatever. And and I watch it in absolute shock now. That the nation did not pick up on how badly you were being treated at the time.
Yeah.
They just shat on you. And it's so clear to see from those TikToks. I've posted them on my page before, and it makes me feel guilty as even somebody who watched it and didn't notice. And so, yeah, I think it's so clear that you've really been through it. And sometimes it's not easy to even see the red flags when you're in it or to even identify it.
What you've witnessed, the media are so good at portraying someone to be so good and so bad. And in our situation then, they portrayed me as the bad one, him the good one. Mm. And because we didn't have social media really back then, I didn't have a voice. Mm. And they always like to put the girls down in this country. They love to put the girls down. And I suppose like in them situations, that's what I've been used to in all my relationships, used to defend myself. And it's the same crap I get in all of them. Jealousy, don't like my job. But they love me at the time when they benefit from it. Yeah. But as soon as they're not in the relationship, they turn on me and I'm this worst person ever. But they didn't moan when I was with them. Do you know what I mean? And it's like men have put me through hell mentally. It's why I've been in the Priory twice. It was labelled severe traumatic rehabilitation, PTSD. I've had it bad with men that I always said I'm exhausted with relationships because it's like, I don't think I'm in the wrong because I'm a single parent mum. I run the ship. I pay the bills. The men have had what they've wanted from me. I've never taken from a man and I get shit for that. And then I have a breakdown and I get shit for having a breakdown because I am human. I'm not a product. And all I want is someone to love me, accept me. You know, I've got ADHD in that. So I am a little bit crazy as
me
well.
Too.
And it is not fun. I only know me as me, but people always say I'm different to everyone else. But because I'm in my head, I don't know how other people see it. But I think they think I'm a bit of a lunatic, this and that. But it's not. It's just the way my brain's connected. But yeah, it's easy for people to put me down. And then I question myself saying, am I really like that? I thought I'm doing good. You know, I work so much to support my kids. There's lots of stuff I'm dealing with behind the scenes. It is tough, but I am a survivor. And I will never, ever let myself get down to that rock bottom where I was again. So moving forward in relationships is finding someone, it's about acceptance. I know my validation, self-acceptance, boundaries, and what I want and what I want out of relationship and what someone can give me to make it work. Because I think I've either gone for pretty boys, this, that, not really got to know them. And then I let them walk all over me. And before you know it, I'm in the same old circle again. Toxic. Like, do you know what I mean? So
it's so hard when you like men and you just want to be loved. And
that's
I'm really similar. I repeat similar fucking patterns because I'm really, what I admire about you is that you are still so open to it. You've been through the shit. You've been used and abused by men, but you haven't ever been someone like, fuck love, that's it. You've continued to be like, no, I deserve to be loved and I want to be loved.
Because I believe there are people out there who can give me what I want.
You just have to be so careful. You have to figure out how to protect yourself and have those boundaries while still being open to it. But you seem open to it. You seem like you're dating someone at the moment who is full of green flags for you, maybe.
But do you know what's weird about that? I actually watched Married at First Sight. I don't know if you did.
I did, yeah.
Yeah, and I remember watching it going, God, if he likes them type of women, God, he'd like me and I fancied him in that. And it's only till I read that he had diabetes that I got in contact. And I didn't realise.
Oh,
realize
what an
that,
opener. What and did I you didn't do, realise. Can I check your blood sugar?
That he had messaged me 2 years ago and I never saw it.
Oh, love that.
So that was so random. So yeah, that's how that started. So we've been talking for a while. Obviously, I was single when I started talking to him because I didn't want a relationship, but because I watched the show and anyone who's got something like medical, I think because of Harvey, I'm interested in all of that. When they say life-changing and all of that, obviously I've had life-changing injuries with my feet. That it was literally just like, well, I hope you're all right with it. It was just like innocent. It wasn't a try-on and I wasn't looking for a relationship. And then I think when I started it like that, and I don't think he was either looking for a relationship, you just end up liking each other and it evolves. But it wasn't like, oh, do you want to go on a date? Do you want to do it? It never was like that. But then we got to know each other before anyone thinks they could tarnish it. Does that make sense?
That's the best way. You just let it grow
slow
from a friendship.
And grow in its own pace.
Yeah.
And I think being nice. Open and explaining, well, what I've been through in the past, why I didn't want a relationship, he understands it. But, you know, so far, so good.
That's great. That is the thing. We need to date for looking for green flags, but we also need to be so aware that when a red flag comes, we need to fucking run from it. So
fucking hell, there's so many red flags. So many red flags. I could list some
with
now.
With JJ?
No, not with him.
Oh, in
men
general.
In general, what you need the signs.
Yeah.
Should I give you some before we read some of yours?
Give me some.
Phones. Phones are an awful thing in relationships. If a man turns their phone upside down so you can't see it or has it on silent, takes the notifications off, takes the phone to the shower, things like that, or if you can't get hold of them in the evening,
yeah,
they can call you all day. Normally it's because they've got a missus and they're at home.
I say this all the time.
There's all these little signs. Now, I like consistency.
Yeah.
That's me. And I notice if that consistency goes, I think that's a red flag as well.
Yeah.
I think you start how you mean to go. Other red flags are, well, I don't know, they just make excuses up or...
Well,
there's just so many. You tell me some, go on.
I told people that you were coming on and I said, are you experiencing something with the person that you're seeing at the moment that you think might be a red flag, but you are not sure? Ask me and Katie and we are going to tell you if we think this is a red flag.
Go for it. I love this.
Hi guys, it's me and I'm here to tell you about another Sony Music Entertainment podcast. Now, I know you all like to have a deeper look and get under the skin of a subject. Otherwise, you wouldn't be listening to me deconstructing hot topics and getting into the nitty-gritty with all your dating dilemmas. So I think you're going to love Getting Curious with the fabulous Jonathan Van Ness from Queer Eye. Every week, they deep dive into conversations with a variety of experts on some really, really important and eye or ear opening topics like the history of abortion and the science of sleep. Get excited, get curious and listen to Getting Curious wherever you get your podcasts.
Is it a red flag if they
ask you... She obviously knows it's a red flag to write in.
That
she
is
needs
what
the
I
reassurance.
This is what I always say. If you're thinking of writing to me, then you already know.
It's a red flag, but go on.
It's a losing battle. Is it a red flag if they ask you on a dating app whether you like anal?
I'm quite old-fashioned and I think they just want you for sex.
Definitely. Yeah.
That's an off-put for me.
Yeah, and even if they're trying to gauge on a dating app whether you are somebody who's more looking for a relationship or straight up sex, then I think there's even more respectful ways to go about that than just like, do you like it up the arse, babe? You know?
Yeah, no, I agree. That would cringe me out. I haven't been dating app. Never been on a dating app and I'd be scared to go on a dating app.
Where do you usually meet people?
Through people or, well, this one, through diabetes. Because he had diabetes and I messaged him. No, other than that, no, I would be petrified. I'll tell you why. Because if I put, and this is the truth, if they didn't know who I was and I put down, I've been married 3 times, I've got 5 kids by different guys and I've got 1 with disabilities. Mm. And I'm 45. single. Would you tick it? No, they wouldn't. They'd run a mile. But then if they did tick it, and the next one is, I'm independent, got my own job, I don't need you, don't need a father figure, I support myself, I earn, you know, enough money and whatever, then they might be, oh, yeah. Do you know what I mean? And then it makes me think, so what are they really going for me for? Me? Or what they can get out of me?
Yeah.
Because you know for a fact,
position, aren't you?
People would run a mile if you just read 45, five kids, three marriages, single parent. That's not exactly a turn on, is it? No.
Yeah. Well,
so that's why it's hard for me to find relationships. And then it's the media comes into it.
Yeah.
Because then that's hard. But anyway, it's not about me. It's about this lady. So yeah, well, that is a red flag.
We agree. That is definitely a red flag. All right. Is it a red flag if he's got no friends?
Now, I've been in a relationship and I didn't really know their friends. They sort of kept me away from it. And I did think it was weird. But then the more I'm with them, I saw more red flags and red flags. I do think it's weird. Like, I haven't got many friends. There's lots of acquaintances, but I don't have many friends because I've chosen not to. And I've sieved out people around me who I think are negative and I don't benefit from in the way of, I don't think they're good for me to be around.
Yeah.
But you should still meet the ones they've got. And have they got a social life? What do they do with their friends? I don't know. I think it's a bit odd, but I'm a people person. So I do like to have people around me.
Yeah, I think it's really important just as a human to have friends. You need to have human contact.
Definitely.
And I think how we would know if it's a red flag is, why has he got no friends?
Yeah.
Has he got no friends because he's just can't make friends and you know, like as made
social
enemies
anxiety.
Of everybody?
Yeah.
Yeah. Could he be a
socially
bit autistic
awkward.
On the spectrum? Maybe could be it. Like that in which case it might not be a red flag. But I do think having no friends at all could be a red flag, as you say. Maybe he has got friends, but he's keeping you away from them. And if that's the case, then that is a red flag, because what's he hiding?
But if they keep you away in the first stages, because he doesn't want to introduce you until he's comfy with you, you can look at it that way too. So I don't know how long she's been with this person. If you want about weeks, like a couple of weeks or something, then they're fair enough. But if it becomes months, then that's not right.
Yeah, agreed. All right. Is it a red flag that my boyfriend sent a message to a girl that he went on a date with 3 years ago saying that he likes her new hairstyle?
They'd be out, binned.
Yeah. You think that's a red flag that he's trying?
Well, you should always return the question, would they like it if you messaged an ex from 3 years ago and said, oh, I like your new haircut. Why would you even bother? It's in the past. If you haven't got anything, you know, why? And I don't agree that you can always have exes as friends either.
Yeah, it's a bit random.
One always wants more than the other.
Yeah, and especially as it's like a compliment on physical.
Exactly.
You know, like, why are you reaching out? You're basically reaching out to say, I think you look really hot.
They'll be binned.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that is definitely,
hurtful.
That would be a flag. Yeah. It's unnecessary.
Why do you want to hurt your partner? You want to embrace them and that. Why would you do that? I think that's hurtful. I bet she's hurt for that. And questions herself, am I good enough?
Yeah. And that you
and what has
she
got what I haven't for him to comment? So I wouldn't like it.
You can think someone's hair looks nice without, like, going out
saying
your way.
It, yeah, exactly.
To tell them. All right. This one is a bit of a weird one, but I feel like we need to answer this one because this woman really needs the answer to this.
Go on,
and
then.
The question is it a red flag if he likes to watch snuff films with women in? I don't know if he's getting off on it, but he told me he likes them. And for any listener who doesn't know what a snuff film is, trigger warning, it is a film where you actually are watching women being murdered in real life. Like, they actually are featuring people genuinely being killed. So she's dating this man and he said, I really like watching snuff films. Is that a red flag? She's asking.
Right. For me, I'm so into crime, serial killers. That is my thing. But I wouldn't want to watch someone be killed.
No.
Right. And I would not even put the word snuff in my computer.
Yeah.
I would stay well away from anything like that. I think that is wrong. That would worry me. If someone was into that, keep it yourself. I wouldn't let everyone know, because I think that's absolutely wrong. You can have morbid fascinations about things, but to actually watch it and watch people get murdered, they obviously think about it and stuff. And who knows, they might even think they would want to try it out. It's like if you watch porn or whatever, it's fine to watch porn. And then you can experiment and learn from stuff like that. But snuff, come on, I think that is weird.
Yeah, that's very scary to me. And I feel like she needs to get out really quickly. Yeah. Because not only, like, first of all, whether he, she's saying, I don't know if he's getting off on it. Whether
people
he's getting
like
off
that,
on
I
it
would
or not.
Report. I'm not a grass, but people like that, I would want to mark someone's card about that.
What's he got on his computer? And also, he's creating a market for that. So if nobody was watching these, then there would be no market. The more people that are consuming this, the more women have to get killed on camera.
That is unbelievable. So that's something you would watch in the movies, not... I have never met anyone in my life who would be into that. And if they was...
Yeah.
Hopefully, don't ever tell me because I wouldn't want to know.
It's really scary. And you know what really worries me is that the bar is so fucking low for men now. Women are so desperate... Women who date men are so desperate to be loved and find love that we're like, we're not willing. So many of us are not willing to just go, oh my God, fuck that. We doubt ourselves. We're like, oh, is it me who thinks this weird or is this weird? I want women to be so sure that if a man tells you he likes watching films of women really being murdered, that's definitely, he's like, fucking run.
Do a bolt, run.
The bar is so low that we question ourselves about things like this because there's so few great men out there that we're like, oh, maybe the one who likes murder is all right, you know?
No, absolutely not.
No, get out. All right. Is it a red flag that we've been dating for a month, but he won't tell me his surname, but also has given me many different nationalities? So
of course
I guess he keeps changing where he's coming from. Yeah, again, another one.
Of course
one.
It's a red flag. Ask to see his passport.
Yeah, exactly. Driving license,
I bet
ID.
She doesn't even know where he lives.
Probably not. He probably sofa surfs with multiple different women who he's all playing around with, you know?
Red flag.
100%. Big alert on that one. All right. Is it a red flag that he put a key to his house in my bag on date two without discussing it?
What, he put his key?
His key. So just on date two, didn't say anything, but put a key in her bag.
And what I'm basically said, you're welcome round anytime.
And then maybe probably, must have said afterwards, like, you know, if you want
to. See, to me, this is my head. To me, I would think that's sweet because he's shown he's got nothing to hide and he's open. He hasn't asked her to move in. He's just comfy enough to reassure her, there's the key, you're welcome round. That's how I would look at it. But then you could look at it is that, you could look at it both ways, or you could look at it that, fucking hell, he rushes things really quick. What's next? So you can look at it both ways. He's quite clever doing that. But I would think, oh, that's sweet. Oh, he must really like me. But then you've got a question, but how does he really like me after 2 days? He wouldn't even touch the surface of knowing me.
Yeah. And I think the thing is, with people like me and you who are ADHD, who want that dopamine, who are like, oh, this feels good. I want it all straight away.
Yeah.
If I like something,
all or nothing.
I want it. And so it can be really easy to just be like, this feels totally normal. I also want him in my house.
Yeah.
But then what happens is we get caught up in that love bombing situation, which is such a precursor to abuse, you know, that if it's too much, too soon, it nearly always ends in tears.
Yes.
So it is so much better to just take things really slowly.
There's no rush. If they like you, they like you. If you like them, you like them. If you're going to be together, you'll be together. There's no rush. Get to know each other. Ask all the questions you want to ask. You know, everyone is always nice in the beginning. Always nice in the beginning because you're going to be.
Yeah.
So, and then things change. You know, in time, you start noticing things. But that's why I say set boundaries and what you want out of things. And
That's absolutely right. It's a difficult one. So I think to figure out if it's a red flag, she needs to look at all of the other stuff that's going on and just be careful really not to rush. You might have a key to his house. Doesn't mean you have to move in on date three or, you know.
Just don't move in anyway yet.
Yeah.
Like, even if I'm with someone, there's no way someone's just moving in straight in with me or anything like that. Like, I've got kids, you have to look at, when you've got children, the bigger picture, and you don't want your kids to think, oh, she's got another man here or another man here, you know. You want to set an example for your children about relationships as well.
Would you live with another man again? Can you see yourself doing that?
Oh, I would live with a man and again, but it would be a long time because you have to set examples for children and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And there's no rush for anything.
I'm so set in my ways now in my 40s that I'm like, I feel like he'd have to move in next door or something so he can be close but not like living with me, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you need space.
Yeah, I feel like I couldn't bear the thought of it ever again. All right, the final, is it a red flag, says, is it a red flag if I caught my boyfriend wanking to gay porn?
Now, if I watch porn, I like watching girl on girl, but I'm not gay.
Are you bisexual?
No.
Totally heterosexual?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a lot of my friends are the same as me.
Yeah.
Because we always have these discussions. Do. Yeah, I don't know why, but I'm not gay, not bisexual at all.
So it could be like with wanking to gay porn, it could just be it's a real turn on for him.
What you've got to remember, men know, I always say this, a straight man, I always say if a man would suck you off, sorry to be so crude, they'd probably do it better than what a woman does because they've 100%. Got one, they know how it feels.
Yeah. Definitely. And it might just be that that's the turn on. It might that's not be I mean. That your boyfriend is like desiring having sex with other men. It might just be because I think what people watching porn isn't necessarily what they want to carry out always in real life. You know what I mean?
Totally.
So not necessarily only a red flag if he's also then, you know, cottaging and meeting men off Grindr.
Yeah, that's different. How quickly that's different again. Yeah.
Definitely. All right. So we are near to the end. And what I need to ask you, what I always ask my guests is, have you ever had the ick before? Have you been into someone, you've been really attracted to them, everything's been going well, and then all of a sudden they've done something and you've just been like, oh, I can't even look at you anymore. Tell me your icks, Katie.
It could be, if they eat a bowl of cereal next to you and they're going, oh, like, I have to turn the telly up loud. I can't bear things like that. Or if they eat with their mouth open, they've got dirty nails. They're not cutting their long.
That's big.
Dirty teeth, hygiene. Yeah, there are quite a lot of icks with me.
Yeah, the cereal one's interesting. So you're a bit like me. I'm not into ASMR at all. Like, so sounds and stuff like that, the sounds of people's mouths and stuff can really...
So I don't mind some ASMR, but it's the way they eat and that could annoy me. Or I had someone before, an ex, and when they turned over in bed, they were like, did that noise? And I was like, oh, it's so fucking annoying.
And was that enough for you to just be like, right, I'm done here now?
Yeah. And then another ick for me is if you just want to cuddle a man and straight away you think a cuddle turns into sex, you can have a cuddle without having sex.
Yeah, that's a real turn off, isn't it?
I think it is, because sometimes you just want to cuddle, you don't want sex, and then you want to get the duvet and put it between you. But then if it gets to that stage, then it's fucking over anyway, isn't it?
Yeah. That's really fucking irritating. You know what? That is brilliant. Thank you, Katie.
Short and sweet. And I'll have to come back on again. I love it.
You've been amazing. I really adore you. I think you're brilliant. And I think people will really love this episode. Can we?
Oh, thank you so much.
Can we just plug your podcast tour again one last time? I would love to come and see it. I'm sure my audience my listeners would. They can
please
find
come and see the my link. Podcast.
They'll find the link in my show notes and also on your
podcast
page.
The Katie Price Show. It's called the Katie Price Show.
Katie Price Show. I really enjoy listening to it. I really like you. I really like your sister. She's so straight up. She don't give a shit. She tells you how it is.
Oh, she does.
You're both fabulous. Brilliant.
Oh, thank you. And thanks for having me. And all you listeners out there, look out for the red flags and set yourself boundaries.
Woo! Yes, let me explain. This has been a Sony Music Entertainment production.